Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears up and running with you Thursday, May the 6th. 2021. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour here, and for all of you keeping track of this, the atomic clock is working again. Now, it has worked most of this week, which is why I have not complained about it. So why it is working again, we have no idea. 18 minutes past the hour, May the 6th, 2021, which is a Thursday. Why all of a sudden it started to work, we have no idea, but we're happy it's working. Now, let's see here. First of all, yesterday was Pat Carroll's 94th birthday. And as everybody knows, we check in with Pat Carroll every year, right around her birthday, not always on her birthday, which is the Cinco de Mayo, but we check in with her. And yesterday, we got our wires crossed a little bit. I spoke with her Tuesday night, and she was ready to go, but, you know, birthday celebration and being 94 years old, we got our wires crossed a little bit yesterday, so we're going to try again this morning. I did talk to Pat again last night, so we're going to try again this morning, but, you know, a big birthday celebration, especially since the year before there really wasn't much of a celebration because of the pandemic being in full swing. I think they celebrated a little more this year than they had the year before, so we'll try again this morning around 9:30 and see if we can get Pat, and if we can't, we will definitely get her tomorrow. So today or tomorrow, Pat Carroll, we'll see how that goes. Now, our other update here is Don Fleming. Now, I love this story because it's now come to fruition as of yesterday. And let me just bear with me here while I go through this story one more time because it almost has an ending. We're almost at the ending here of this story, folks. Don Fleming was a gentleman who, when I started covering county commissioners many years ago, he was at city council a few times, but he used to come to pretty much every county commissioner meeting, and he had a lot of questions for the county commissioners. And he was a bombastic guy, and he just had a lot to say. So I was there every Tuesday and Thursday with Brenda Donegan from the Marion Star, and I remembered him very well because he was there a lot. And not a lot of people attend those meetings. Sometimes they're very short meetings. So, not too long ago, I got to thinking, you know, I have not seen Don in probably more than 10 years, because I haven't gone to a county commissioner meeting and really haven't followed that beat for quite a while, and I wondered what happened to him. So we started to look for him on this program. I think last Friday was the first day we brought it up. And over the last week, a lot of people called in. Some people thought he had passed away. Some people thought there were two Don Flemings. Some people thought he owned a construction company. Some people thought he lived out on Richland Road. Some people thought he would be about 82 years old because they went to school with him. One person, I think, thought he had passed away. One person thought that he'd gotten in some trouble a few years ago and may not even live in the Marion area anymore. We didn't really know. Well, yesterday, during the Glenn Coble portion of this program, from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, we had a gentleman call in who found Don Fleming's phone number in the public phone book. We did not give out his number. He found the number in the public phone book, and I guess he called up Don, and it was the Don Fleming that used to go to the county commissioners' meetings. I guess this gentleman asked him that. So we now know that Don is not dead, which is good, and we now know that Don is still in Marion, so that's good. And I guess he did remember me, according to the gentleman who called him yesterday. who was listening to this show. And the gentleman called back and he said, I talked to Don. He's not in the greatest of health anymore, but he obviously does answer the phone. And he did remember me, and he did remember going to the county commissioner meetings, and I guess said that he would call in. Now, that has not happened yet. I did check the answering machine this morning, and I did check the caller ID to make sure Don did not call yesterday. He did not. So we have not heard from Don, but Don is alive and well, according to our caller. Don does remember going to the county commissioner meetings, and Don is still in Marion. So we're glad for that. And apparently sounded good on the telephone. So whatever health issues he's having, we hope that he's doing okay. So maybe we'll hear from Don this morning. Who knows? The telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So that is the Don Fleming story as we have it. So basically now, we did answer a lot of questions. We now know Don's alive. We now know Don is still here in Marion. And we think he will call in. And I tell you, if he does call in, we'll clear up a lot of this stuff. So that'll be fun. And we'll also wonder if, or figure out if Don is still involved in local politics in any way. I don't think he's attending the meetings anymore, but we'll find that out and just see what he's been up to. And maybe we'll learn a little bit about his past. Did he own a construction business? Did he have any involvement there? We don't know. But we will find out if Don calls in, and I will tell you, that will be a big moment in this show, because we've been now working on this for 6 days. This is day number 6. But you see, persistence pays off, because after 6 days, we now have answered a lot of questions, and now we're just waiting for the call from Don Fleming. So, that's fun. And that's community radio, and we hope we hear from Don. Maybe we'll hear from Don this hour. We don't know. I don't know if Don gave a time frame for calling in, or if he has the number, or if he knows the radio station. I don't know if Don is listening right now. I don't know if the person who called Don yesterday gave him the spot on the dial where he could listen to this station. I don't know. Well, maybe we'll get those questions answered at some point. But if anybody has anything to add to this, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. These people are interesting to me because I was with them for a long time. You know, saw them twice a week for a long time. And when I don't see somebody out and about for a long time, I always wonder what happened to them. And that was certainly the case with Don Fleming. Now, the other one has been Ruth Green. Now, Ruth Green, we have not had a whole lot of leads on, unfortunately. Ruth Green worked for the Marion Star. I knew Ruth fairly well. We did some things about 10 years ago. And the last we heard about Ruth was she was receiving mobile meals. And she was still living over by Grant Middle School at that time, where she had lived for many, many years. And the last report we heard on Ruth Green was that she possibly was having some memory issues and had, we don't know where she went, but that maybe she doesn't live over by Grant Middle School anymore, which I really don't know. That's really where Ruth Green, the story on Ruth Green, has ended. Now, as I have said, Ruth would probably be 95 or better at this point, but the last time I did see her was in the grocery store, and she was doing fine physically, and she had just gotten a new car the last time I had spoken with her. So, if anybody has any information on Ruth Green, give us a call. 740-383-9944 as we continue to track down these people. And it's not even about them calling in, really, although we would like to hear from Don. I think that would be fun if that's something he would like to do. But Ruth, if we just know what happened to Ruth, you know, we want to make sure she's well. When you live that long, when you live nearly a century, I'm not sure that Ruth has a whole lot of people left. I know she had a sister who died a few years ago, and her husband died many years ago, and I don't think Ruth ever had kids. So, you know, you wonder about people like that, where they might have ended up if they were having memory issues, because you don't know who is in charge of them. That's a big thing in life. We talked about that a few weeks ago on this show. You know, who's going to be in charge if you become incapacitated? And it's not just physically incapacitated. Sometimes it's mentally. And you don't know mentally that it's happening sometimes, that you're having mental issues, memory issues, which is nothing to be ashamed of. It happens as you get older. It happens when you're younger sometimes. But we've got a plan. We've got a plan. I'm telling you, doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, illnesses like that, you can't get away from. So we hope Ruth is doing well. Now, let's see here. What else do we got to talk about? Well, again, if you want to buzz in on either one of them, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say about the Don Fleming hunt, which has apparently come pretty close to paying off here, or Ruth Green, if you know her whereabouts, or anybody who would know where she is. You know, that's an interesting thing, too, because I really don't know who would know what happened to Ruth. Because of not having a whole lot of family, I don't even know who you would call. I'm not sure what would be the connection at this particular point. So, there you have it. I did call the number that I had for Ruth, and it went to a voicemail that said was not set up. Now, I'm pretty sure this was a landline telephone, so I don't know. At this point, I don't know what has happened to Ruth Green. Now, I believe Terry Tackett was here yesterday because there was a gift dropped off here. You know, I had Jackie Mason on the program a couple weeks ago, legendary comedian Jackie Mason, and it's an audio tape here. Now, I'm not sure what year this was made. I'm trying to find a, let's see here, is there a copyright on this somewhere? I don't see a copyright anywhere on this. Let's see if there's a copyright on the inside. It does open up here. Gives a, oh, here we go, 1996, so it's a little old, and that's okay, but it's a cassette tape. Now, I'm trying to figure out if my car has a cassette player. I have a cassette player at home, so I can play it, but I don't know if I have a cassette player at home or not, but it's called Dine Out with Jackie Mason and Raoul Felder. And it's in its original casing here, which is vintage, I guess. It says, Dine Out with Jackie Mason and Raoul Felder, a conversation with the authors. And apparently, it's a conversation between Jackie Mason and this other gentleman, just about things going on in the world that lasts for 90 minutes. So, I will try to listen to this and see what it's all about. But it's in mint condition. See, this is stuff I like. Comedy records, cassette tapes, certainly like this. So I believe it was Terry Tackett who did that. It might be Nate Redman, I don't know. Nate and Terry were both in here yesterday, so I'm not sure which person it came from, but whoever it came from, I do appreciate that. So Jackie Mason. Because Jackie Mason was on this show about 2 weeks ago. You know, and I'll tell you something, Dick Gregory, who used to be on this show a lot, since has gone on to his reward. Dick Gregory has went on to his maker, I guess what we should say. But, you know, I've never seen, and I always look at the records when I go out, I've never seen a Dick Gregory album. And I know he released a lot of them. A matter of fact, one of his more popular albums was Dick Gregory at Kent State, you know, here in Ohio. That became a record back in that time when Kent State was going on. A matter of fact, I think the anniversary of Kent State is coming up or has already come up. But it is fascinating to me that you never see Dick Gregory albums. So I wonder if people have just held on to them. I don't know. But I've never really seen a Dick Gregory album out or a Shecky Green album. I would love to see a Shecky Green album. So be on the lookout for Dick Gregory or Shecky Green albums, cassette tapes, videos, whatever. Those are two guys I really have enjoyed quite a bit. Now, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Okay, well, we learned a few things interesting, and I want to mention this again because I spoke on the information that I had. On Monday, I believe it was Monday evening, I went to Wendy's and I ordered their Parmesan grilled chicken salad, which I've done a lot. I like that salad. And the lady at the speaker, working the microphone, told me that they had discontinued ranch dressing. Discontinued ranch dressing, which I thought was just an abomination of the world, because to me, ranch dressing is probably the most famous wanted dressing there is. And what we learned yesterday was, thanks to a caller who called Wendy's, that it's not discontinued, that they just have it backordered. And apparently, it's supposed to show up on May the 7th, which would be tomorrow. Now, this is where vocabulary is very important. Vocabulary and communication. Because there is a difference between we are out and discontinued. And I remember the word discontinued very well. That's the word that she used. Discontinued. Now, I wonder how many people had ordered ranch dressing on Monday night or any other time that this person had worked who were told that ranch dressing is discontinued, who did not follow up on it like we have on this show. So, you know, this could hurt Wendy's. Ranch dressing is a big deal. I know for my own take, I went home Monday and used my own ranch dressing. So, I'm glad we solved that, but, you know, you gotta watch what words you use. Discontinue, not a good word to use. Now, also yesterday, we had a whole controversy about caramel sundaes and McDonald's. Now, I had no idea that McDonald's had a caramel sundae. I know they had hot fudge. I know they have strawberry, because I've had both of those, but I never knew about a caramel sundae, which is caramel, but we've learned through this show that caramel is actually, apparently, the correct pronunciation for that. I've never had one. I have had a caramel frappe, I believe, one time. So, I guess I'm going to have to go to McDonald's and see what their caramel sundae is like. But, you know, I've never seen that on the menu. I've never seen anybody order it. But, you know, we all learn together here. Oh, here's something I was reading this morning. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. But it's Mother's Day Sunday, and it says, the news, it being the news, that there's going to be a flower shortage for Mother's Day. Now, has anybody heard this? Now, I don't know if this is happening in our community or not. You know, we have a lot of flower shops here, or a few, and we have, of course, the grocery stores and department stores, which also sell flowers. I had not heard of this flower shortage, but now I'm being told there is a flower shortage for Mother's Day. Now, do a lot of people get mom flowers? Because it's always been my understanding that most people take mom out to eat. Now, it's usually the busiest day in the restaurant business. Now, last year, it was not. Because because the restaurants were closed, missed the pandemic. Now, this year, the restaurants are open, but I think they still have to social distance. Now, this I don't know. I'm going to ask you, the listening audience, do you still have to social distance in restaurants? I was in a restaurant, it wasn't last weekend, but I think it was 2 weekends ago, where you did have to social distance. And I don't know what the distance is, but I think it's every other table or something like that. And about a month ago, I was in a restaurant here in town where there was definite social distancing, although I don't think they were practicing it as they got busier that particular Saturday night. So, does anybody know anything about the rules of social distancing and restaurants as we head into the busiest restaurant day of the year on Sunday, Mother's Day? I also don't know if a lot of people will take mom out to eat, or maybe mom will not want to go out and eat, knowing that the pandemic is still out there. Now, all you mothers out there, have your kids called you up and said, let's go out and eat Saturday or Sunday? Is that something you want to do? Is that something you don't want to do? Do you normally get flowers? Because apparently we're headed into a flower shortage this weekend. Although maybe in bigger cities that's the deal, but I haven't seen that locally. But who knows? Maybe by Sunday there will be a flower shortage, for all I know. So, any thoughts on this? Social distancing in restaurants, is that still a big thing? Are you going to take mom out to the restaurants on Sunday? Does mom even want to go to the restaurant on Sunday? And the flower shortage. Have you heard anything about the flower shortage? And do you get mom flowers? Now, I have never really heard of getting mom, what do I want to say, decorative flowers? Now, maybe like a hanging plant. I've heard of that, getting mom like a hanging plant. That's not bad. What's a good gift for mom? You know, we always mess this up on Father's Day. Fathers always complain that they do not get the best gifts. But what do you get for mom if there's a flower shortage and you can't take her out to eat? What is a good gift for mom? Does anybody have any memories? Maybe your mother has gone on to her reward, and you at one time used to get your mom something, or maybe you still get your mom something, or maybe you are a mother who wants something for Mother's Day. Do we have any Mother's Day wishes out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the big Mother's Day holiday coming up this Sunday? And a lot of people this year have misjudged it, by the way. A lot of people think Mother's Day is the following Sunday. No, it is. It's this coming Sunday. Maybe we have a lot of people out there listening right now who don't care for mom. Oh, let's hope that's not true. You know, though, there are a lot of families in Discord that maybe don't do anything with mom. Just leave mom at home. We don't know. Any input on mom here? 740-383-9944 as we head into the big Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Not a lot of talk about mom here today, but being a news station, being community-minded, we do want to let you know that people are predicting a flower shortage, and that with the social distancing in restaurants, we really don't know what to do with mom this coming weekend. So, I guess that's the way it goes. In any event, we'll turn the corner here. What else is there to talk about this morning? You know, now here's something. Do you get your mother-in-law something for Mother's Day? Do you get your stepmother something for Mother's Day? Do you get your grandparents something for Mother's Day? How do we do this? Does anybody know? Because, you know, there are some people who get married and they call the mother of their spouse mom. And then some people just call them by their first name. Now, I don't know. Do you get your mother-in-law something for Mother's Day? And if you have a stepmother, do you get them something for Mother's Day? If your mother is still in the picture. You know, this can become a very pricey thing because a lot of people have mothers-in-law. A lot of people have stepmothers. A lot of people have regular birth mothers. How do you do that? Where do you draw the line when it comes to Mother's Day and the gift buying? Does one get preference over another? I don't know. I would not bet on ranch dressing at, well, who knows, maybe they'll have it by Sunday. You know, that thing just sticks in my crawl because when I heard the word discontinued, I just thought, this is all downhill from here. How do you have a salad without ranch dressing? Who knows? Okay. What else do we got on the agenda here this morning? Did anybody notice Cinco de Mayo yesterday? Was anything interesting going on for Cinco de Mayo? Were the bars busy? Were the restaurants busy? Were the Mexican-themed restaurants busy? Like Mi Jalapeno and El Campesino and Taco Bell and Victor's Tacos? Did anybody go out and have a Mexican-themed meal last night in celebration of Cinco de Mayo? Or did you have a margarita? Did you have a toast to Cinco de Mayo, the Battle of Puebla, in which Cinco de Mayo was originated in 1862 as the Mexican group defeated the French army against all odds, which gave us the creation of Cinco de Mayo. Alrighty. Phone lines again are open here, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz on this or anything else on your mind this morning, here on this Thursday morning, May the 6th, 2021. You know, it could be that everybody right now is running out to get mom a gift. Because, you know, we're really running out of time here, like 3 days. And it's a little chilly. It's been a little chilly the last couple days. So is everybody running out to get mom a gift at this point? Do you get your wife a gift, the mother of your children? Now see, now there's one for you. Now somebody's got to have an opinion on this. Do you get your wife a gift on Mother's Day? What is the rule on that? Is there a rule? Because, you know, some people are not with the mother of their children anymore. But do you still get the mother of your children something for Mother's Day? I've seen this, but I don't know if it's, I don't know if that, is that practical? Because, you know, when you really think about it, you only have one mother. So you really think you're buying for one person here. But, you know, the mother of your kids sometimes get very angry if they do not get something on Mother's Day from you. You really have to step that up. And you know, Father's Day is not treated the same way. Have you noticed that? I don't see a lot of women getting their husbands gifts on Father's Day because they're the father of their kids. See, I don't know. And then it becomes very complicated because if you've got a few divorces flown in there, you're probably not buying gifts for the mother of your kids because the mother of your kids is now maybe married to somebody else. So you buy your current spouse something even though they don't have, you guys don't have any kids together. And I guess you just do it and you say, well, because you're a mother or father too. See, so then it gets all twisted and tangled. This is like second... Oh, you know what? By the way, if anybody has anything to say about this, give me a buzz before I drift off here at 48 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. I have to check the phones this morning. This is a dry morning. This is as dry a morning as we've ever had in quite a while. 740-383-9944. Maybe people are just, they've had it. They're tired. They know Mother's Day's coming. We're in the month of May. Or maybe people are a little, what should we say? Well, I guess the term is hungover. Maybe they're hungover from last night. The big Cinco de Mayo that it was. Let's see here. Where was I going with that? Oh, I had a conversation a few weeks ago about the lineage of cousins. Now, here's what I always believed. That your first cousins were your mother's siblings' kids. Your mother's siblings' kids are your first cousins. And then your second cousins were your mother's or your mother's or father's cousins. So your first cousins are your mother's and father's siblings' kids. That's your first cousins. And then your second cousins are your mother's and father's first cousins. Those are your second cousins. And then your third cousins are your mother's and father's first cousins' kids. Those are your third cousins. Now, is that right? Because somebody said a few weeks ago that was not right. And then I got to thinking, now your first cousins, their kids, what are they? Your first cousins' kids. Now, are they your fourth cousins or your third cousins? See, I don't know. Does anybody know the lineage of a family? You know, this is all genealogy, and it's like stepmother and mother once removed and aunt and uncle and great aunt and great uncle and all that stuff. You know, it gets very confusing the deeper you get into a family. Can anybody straighten me out on this whole lineage of aunts or cousins? The cousin thing's a big one. Because how many times do we hear, you know, kids out and about and they go, well, that's my cousin. Well, you know very quickly that it's not their first cousin. So how far down the line are they related? That's what we really want to know. How does the lineage of cousins go? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the lineage of cousins? That's what we're interested in this morning, here on this station. That, and if you have any ideas for what you're going to do with Mom on Mother's Day. any big Mother's Day plans coming up this weekend? What age do you really have to start doing things for mom? Because when you're a kid, you know, if you're under the age of 16, you're probably just giving mom a homemade card or something. But after 16, now do you have to take her out to eat if you're driving? Do you have to do all these things? Now, I know that I'm saying have to, but the truth is, you know, maybe you do take your mom out once a week or something. But on Mother's Day, it does turn into a little bit of a have-to, just like birthdays and Christmases. Not that you don't like doing it. It's just when you put something on a certain day like that, you know you have to do it. Because we observe things like this in our society. We observe Christmas. We observe Valentine's Day. We observe Mother's Day, Father's Day, we observe these birthdays. We observe these things so we know that we have to do them. And, you know, that's good. Are there any mothers out there who fix anything special for Mother's Day? Now, I know a lot of people fix special things for Memorial Day coming up, and they'll fix special things for the 4th of July, and they'll fix special things for Labor Day. But is there anything special fixed for Mother's Day? When the kids come home, maybe the grown kids, do you whip up something maybe from their childhood to help celebrate that particular holiday? Will a lot of people be doing Eat at Home this Mother's Day? I remember last Mother's Day, a lot of people just went over to mom's house in their car and yelled Happy Mother's Day from the driveway. Now, as silly as that sounds, in the early days of the pandemic, I do know a lot of people did that. Is that the same plan this year, or will there be more of a cookout celebration this coming weekend? Although the weather's not going to be particularly great for Mother's Day. Are the phones broken this morning? I've never had this slow of a morning in quite a while. If you're out there listening, give me a buzz just to let me know if the phones are working. Apparently Mother's Day is not a very interesting subject for people. Or the lineage of cousins. Yesterday the phone rang off the hook. Today we're a little slow. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. This could be why we have not heard from Don Fleming, or why we have not heard from Ruth Green, or maybe why we did not hear from Pat Carroll yesterday, because the phones are not ringing at all. So, who knows? And you know what? They're still not ringing. This is not a good sign. There might be some issues with the old telephone. Wouldn't that be interesting? Here I am just yakking away. Oh, here, the phone is ringing. Oh, so maybe it was just a boring subject. Go ahead, caller.
You're here.
I'm here. So am I just on to the most boring subjects in the world this morning?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's hard to please. But anyway, my suggestion for Mother's Day is cheaper or less expensive. Just go and spend the day because you want to, not because you're obligated. And if nothing else, help her clean out her flower beds, get her a roll of stamps. Just go spend some time with just her. And, you know, it doesn't cost a lot of money. All you have, people think if they don't spend money, they've not done a good deed. But it's not really the case. Just go spend some, because you want to, not because it's Mother's Day, but because you just want to go spend and say, okay, what can I do for you? Well, I've got that stuff up on top of that shelf that I've been trying to reach or whatever, and say, okay, I'll just help you out with it. You just give me a list of stuff to do. And maybe that's not, most older people do not enjoy going out to eat anyway.
Well, that's interesting because for years and years and years, and I think right up prior to the pandemic, the busiest day of the year in restaurants was Sunday morning to Sunday afternoon for Mother's Day. And I don't know if Mom really wants to go out and eat anymore yet.
You know, it's not a big deal because they go out and eat all the time because they don't have anybody to eat with. So if you just go over there and say, hey, let's flip up some fried potatoes and gravy and then we'll spend the rest of the day doing whatever you want to do. If you want to go for a ride, we'll go for a ride. If you want to just sit here and we'll talk, we'll just sit here and talk. You don't have to spend much, because most of us don't want any more stuff, God forbid. So, you know, it's just weird. It is weird that everybody thinks if I don't spend money, I haven't done what I should do. So just go spend quality time with them. Not hurry. You know, you got to be here, and then you got to be at that place. Just go spend some time with them. Take them a roll of stamps or something like that.
Well, the other thing here, really quick, was this flour shortage, which I think is going to be in today's Marion Star today.
It was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't noticed this around town. I mean, maybe it is true, but is that something that's a good gift for Mom, flowers?
Sometimes. Sometimes that's the last thing they want. They just want your presence, and that's not wrapped in paper.
I think that's right. Well, I appreciate you for calling in this morning, and happy Mother's Day.
Yes, and you are on.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, well, it's good to know the phones are working because it was getting a little dry there. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. Let us know your thoughts on Mother's Day. If the line's ringing busy, we're just on the line with somebody else, 59 minutes past the hour. What an interestingly slow morning when it comes to this. But it was a good point that a lot of times Mom just wants you to come over. You don't see Mom a whole lot. Maybe you don't live with Mom anymore. What do you do? Do you get your wife some? I'm still, you know, I think that's an interesting question. Do you get your wife or the mother of your kids? I guess it doesn't have to be a wife anymore. Do you get the mother of your kids anything for Mother's Day? I've known this has been a thing. I don't know. Do you get your mother-in-law a gift for Mother's Day? I bet you would be considered impressive if you did that. I don't know if people do that. So, do you get the mother-in-law something? Do you get See, I think the problem is there, if you are married, you might go to both mothers' houses on Mother's Day. So, if you show up without anything, you kind of look... You know, and it's not that you have to bring something, but you kind of look out of place. So maybe that's why people do it. Who knows? We're going to break back in 15 minutes.
Yes. And as I always am for everything I do. And anyway, they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made this wait? You know, I said, well, I'm very sorry. And I didn't realize my call was for later and everything. Then I sat down and his wife came up to me. And she said to me, Shecky, I'm everybody's wife.